Hey, welcome to our cool channel. We are M3 Movies on YouTube. We talk about movies and films and stuff.
Hello!
Hi.
God. Oh, that was a weak one. Welcome to M3 Movies. I'm Jack.
I'm Brian.
This is M3 Movies. We do podcasts.
Yes, about we do.
Movies and films and stuff.
Yes, we do.
Brian is a busy boy.
I am. I'm very busy.
So he's working on schoolwork. So if he's a little bit distanced at points in this episode,
I apologize.
That's why. Yeah.
Also, if I cough, yeah. I'm sick. So you're just going to have to deal with that. Sorry, friends.
Now, you're likely wondering, those of you at home listening to this podcast, you're likely wondering, hey, why wasn't there an episode last week? This is my favorite thing ever.
Especially for Halloween.
Yeah. And that video that you made was, god awful.
It was great, but it had nothing to do with Halloween.
Yeah, nothing to do with Halloween. That would be because we lost it all. We lost it all immediately.
Yes.
We got to about an hour.
An hour and 7 minutes, exactly.
Stopped recording, and it was gone.
Yeah, Jack's parents got home, so we paused it so that they could come in, get settled before we started again.
And then once we
then we pressed record again, and everything was gone.
Just gone.
So that was fun.
That was... but there, luckily, we were recording on a Tuesday to get it out Wednesday for Halloween, which is unheard of by our standards.
Getting things out early.
gross, Brian. Stop doing that.
No, it's not gonna happen. I'm just gonna start coughing in your face instead.
Yeah. Luckily, I had something written up. So I recorded that and edited that as quickly as possible.
I had nothing.
Yeah.
And no time.
And so if you wanna watch that, go ahead, check that out. It's our most recent film essay. It's called
You want me to pull it up there?
Oh,
for
it's
you?
Called Vox Was Wrong About the MCU and So Was Everyone Else. Would you believe it? I finally admit to liking the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's a lie. It's a blatant
lie. It's not
lie.
What you
I don't,
do in the video.
Yeah, no. I worked hard on it, and I do have to say, the response that I'm getting, or have been getting to it, is kind of exactly the opposite of what I was expecting. There have been some really cool, supportive people out there, so thank you for supporting that. I truly was expecting a lot of people to be like, no, you're wrong, and here's why. But for the most
part, everyone remind me what the Vox article said that was wrong? I watched the video, I promise.
It was talking about the MCU is bad and empty because the connections between the movies and like how they're connected is too, I think they said
it was too
strong or something. Which, like...
It's just not
no,
the problem.
Yeah, because it... because they all take place in the same universe, so that makes sense. They were just looking in the wrong areas, I think. So I fixed it for them. You're welcome, Vox. But enough on that. M3 Movies, spoiler disclaimer, also support our Patreon, patreon.com/M3Movies. We'll touch more on that later. For the artist, the Clifton Film Festival is this weekend, so if you want to check that out, you can buy your tickets at filmfreeway.com/Clifton Film Fest. I think that's what it is. I don't know. I'm probably wrong. I'm pulling it up. Right now, so give me just a second. What is it? Film Freeway. If you want to just check out For the Artist, then go to go to filmfreeway.com/For the Artist to check out what I'm talking about. And yeah, I was right. You can also get tickets at filmfreeway.com/Clifton Film Celebration. That's filmfreeway.com/Clifton Film Celebration. It's my first film festival, so I'm really excited for it. And I think it's going to be a good old fun time.
I bet it will be.
Yeah. Anything to add to that, Brad?
Anything to add? I started working on a script.
Yeah.
And it is episodic, so it's going to be short, probably 20-30 minute episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a kids show, but it's like an Avatar type kids show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was thinking of releasing scripts when I finish them as part of a Patreon tier. Uh-huh. So if anyone is interested in that, you can let me know, or we'll just do it anyway. Because you're not gonna let me know, because you never do.
Thanks, guys.
But just the thought, you know, I had, if you want to read some of the more content that we actually create outside of this.
We'll also probably be working more on the Patreon just to figure out,
you know, why stuff. People aren't
giving us...
Give us your money! Give us your money. Yeah, I think that about does it for this little intro here. Did I say spoiler disclaimer? Whatever, we probably won't. Let's move on to IMDb birthdays. Go birthdays.
Hey, we're M3 Movies. We hope you're having a very good birthday.
Good job.
Oh, wait.
Oh, okay.
I forgot about the clap.
It
works, bro. It works.
I bet it does, but...
I mean, it worked that one time. I don't know about the other time. God damn. That was an awful experience, by the way. I do just want to say, losing everything, that was awful. It was real, real bad. It wasn't a fun time. So let's get started on birthdays. That clacking you hear is Brian.
I really am sorry about that, but oh my god, I have so much to do.
It's okay, Brian. Take your time.
But I'm always here for my fans.
Do you want to talk about it?
Oh, one of them. What, my TOK paper?
Yeah.
So I have to write a paper under the prompt, the production of knowledge is always a collaborative task and never solely a product of the individual.
Boring.
Discuss this statement with reference to two areas of knowledge.
Gross.
So I'm discussing it in terms of religion, and whether or not religious knowledge is a personal experience or a shared experience. And I'm doing that through the eyes of Hinduism, because I'm doing my world religions IA on that, so I'm basically just writing the same thing.
Oh.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not very hard. But then the other one I'm going to do is the arts, and I'm going to just basically talk about whether or not knowledge in the arts is created by an audience or by a creator. Is it more about one person creating something for people, or is it more about how people react to it?
Interesting.
Which is something that's interesting in art.
Yeah. I dozed off 3 times while you were talking there.
It's very boring.
It is.
Correct.
So just so you have an idea of what Brian's doing during this, it is important to
I don't finish this, I will not get my diploma.
Goddamn. Whoa. Didn't know that. Yeah.
To be clear, if I don't finish it for tomorrow, I'll probably still get my diploma, because I'm turning it into IB, so I technically should have till the end of the year.
Okay. Yeah.
But Miss Vu will yell at me.
Okay. All right. Hi, Miss Vu. Let's get started on birthdays.
Yeah. Do the birthdays. Do those birthdays.
As of our November 7th, I almost said October. The birthday of whomst it is. Adam Devine, Jason London.
I like Adam Devine.
I enjoy him.
He's the guy from Pitch Perfect. He's the leader of the acapella group that, like the guy's acapella group.
He is, isn't he? Okay.
Yeah. I think he's kind of funny.
Yeah.
He's definitely, like, really, like, cartoony.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I feel like he's, like, a walking cartoon, and I appreciate that.
All right, that's fun.
I really hope that's what he's going for. If not, I just grossly insulted him.
What was the last name I said? Was it Sophia Ali? Or Christopher Knight, or Rachel Brooke Smith, or Dana Plato, or could it have been Christopher Daniel Barnes? Maybe it was Yoon Jin Kim. No, I think it was Judy Parfitt. Is that okay? Or mayhaps it was Jeremy London or Michelle Clooney. That's not it's Clunie, not that Clooney. Jackie Joseph, Michael Byrne, Shannon Worry, Mike Henry, Beverly Adams, Billy Gallo, Kamal Hassan, Dean Jagger, Malcolm Daenerys, and last but not least, Lucas Neff, who I like as an actor because he was in Raising Hope, which was a good show.
I've never seen him in anything before.
Well, he was in a good TV show, so there's that for you. Come on, Brian!
I'm literally just like sitting here making noise the entire time. I'm either coughing or typing. I'm just being annoying the entire time. Or like talking about film. God. The worst. I'm just the worst person.
A little bit, but that's okay.
That's fine.
It's okay. Cool. Let's move on to new releases. Getting this done. Let's go.
Jangle.
New releases.
they're out today. Or tomorrow. Or next week. Or maybe they're already out. Who's to say?
Are you mastering my clap now? This week, we got the Grinch.
Yeehaw.
You excited for this?
I almost went to an early screening.
Really?
I got the notification. So I, there's this, I cannot talk. I'm so concentrated on so many things. Babe. I follow on Twitter this distributing service, basically, called Hotchka. Mm-hmm. You should follow them if you want to go to more screenings.
Okay. How do you spell it?
Hotch, Hotchca. They have them for all major cities, so Hotchka DC is the one you're going to want. All
right.
Oh, wait. Chka. Sorry.
Ka. All right.
Yeah.
That was your stupidity there.
And I got the notification for the tweet, and it said free early screening of The Grinch. And I was sitting next to Carolyn at the time.
Yeah.
And I turned to her and said instantly, I was like, "Do you want to go to The Grinch with me?" I was like, "Can we please go to The Grinch? I really want to go see The Grinch for free before everyone else."
Yeah.
Because that sounds hilarious.
Uh-huh.
She was at the
Grinch.
She was at the beach.
Yeah.
This weekend, which is when it was. So I couldn't go. I wasn't about to go alone.
Brian, I would have gone with you.
You would have gone to The Grinch with me?
You sure.
That could have been like an M3 movie segment.
What?
Like just
going to the, oh yeah.
Like we could have vlogged our trip.
Oh my
to
god,
the
we
Grinch.
Could have vlogged the first ever M3 vlog. And maybe
wait,
last.
We should make an M3 vlog.
Ugh, Brian, you know I don't have time for that girl.
Like, just go to the movies together every now and then and vlog our experience. Okay.
Maybe it'll be a tier on our Patreon. Who knows? Who's to say?
Who's to say?
You know what I almost did as a laugh? Which I may actually still do. I've been getting ads on all of my YouTube videos for a thing called Gaia. G-A-I-A. Which I'm fairly certain is a straight up cult, because all of their ads are about people that have seen aliens and how they know aliens are real and that they live in caverns under, like, cities in caverns under the surface of the earth. Oh, that's not it. Okay. That's not what I was looking at.
This?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Brian just found it.
We offer the largest resource of consciousness expanding videos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, they have yoga.
Yoga is very...
Afterlife,
cancer
aliens.
Alternative views.
Whoa, what? Sorry.
What are alternative views on cancer? For many conventional treatment is...
I mean,
for many, conventional treatment is worse than the disease. Cancer treatment research has remained tightly in grip of evidence-based and profit-driven medical models.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
That's... Uh-oh.
That's untrue.
I mean, it's...
What's the point of this again?
I don't know. It's... It looks
the answer
very
to cancer.
It's a very professional thing. 99 cents for the first 2 weeks. Hell yeah, dude. I'll join Gaia for that.
I just think it's funny that they call it alternative views of cancer.
I gotta look into it.
Explore
more.
The vast body of cancer knowledge that lies beyond the boundaries of conventional Western medicine. Okay, you're the worst.
Yeah,
what's the point of this? What's the
I just wanted to bring
knowledge.
It up.
Okay. Well, this
spiritual,
is
spiritual
nothing
alchemy.
To do with film.
That's okay. Hey, listen. If you're listening to our film podcast based solely
expecting
on film, expecting us to talk about films and stuff,
idiot.
Movies and films and
world
stuff.
World religions. I don't like, I'm gonna read this.
No. Anyway, The Grinch. What are your thoughts on it?
We're talking about The Grinch.
Yeah, I think they've already made two The Grinch movies and probably could have left it at the second bad one.
I kind of hope that it wins, like, best animated feature.
Just best movie overall.
No, yeah, just like, what if The Grinch
best
gets the
actor,
best picture nomination?
Best
issue.
For The Grinch. I was hoping the same thing for the newest Saw movie when that was coming out. I was hoping that it would get, like, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes and just everyone would be like,
I thought it looked good.
What, Jigsaw?
Yeah, like the trailers and stuff and the poster was good, like... I was, like, down for it, and then it was, like... It looked like it was taking, like, a slightly different direction, because,
yeah.
Like, past, like, Saw 4, it's basically just compilations of, like...
deaths and... Yeah, 35% Rotten Tomatoes, 39% Metacritic.
Yeah, that's not hot.
After a series of murders bearing all the markings of the Jigsaw Killer, law enforcement officials find themselves chasing the ghost of a man who has been dead for over a decade, and they become embroiled in a new game that's only just begun.
Can I mention, I feel like I've, this is something I complain about a lot, and I've probably complained about it on this podcast before. But if you look up the Saw 7 poster, all right, Saw 3D poster, I want to show it to you. There is this picture of people building a giant Jigsaw statue.
Okay.
Okay. Me and Aiden watched this whole movie. All right. We sat through all of Saw 3D to get to the part where there's a giant Jigsaw statue.
Right.
Not in the movie.
Not. Okay.
It's just the poster. It's not in the film. Not once.
Is there at least like a...
No.
I
don't know what you're going to say, but no.
Is there at least like a subplot of like a lot of people worship this guy now?
No, yeah. It's like people like imitate him.
Oh, okay.
But there's...
Well, then that's probably what it is. It's probably just symbolism, right?
But why the...
Whoa, language.
I just wanted to watch my giant like Jigsaw statue like puzzle, and that sounded fun.
Well, I mean, not everything in the poster is going to end up in the movie. Like, think of the, is there a Twilight? I mean, is there an apple in Twilight?
Yes.
Really?
It's the scene when they're on, like, the field trip and Jacob, like, kicks the apple into her hand.
Oh.
Idiot.
Think about the Ghostbusters. Is that funky little logo, is that in the, it is.
Yes.
For sure is. Okay. Think about the, nope, I can't think of anything. That's
yeah, it's
weird.
Posters.
What?
A poster has things from the film in it.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Really do. It really does. Do. That's, okay. All right. That's strange. The Grinch. This one, everything that I'm seeing for this, it looks like they're, you know, taking the story that they have and then just adding a bunch of this guy's a jerk gags into it. And it's getting weirdly decent reviews.
I mean, I'm down.
Really?
Why the hell not?
Because it's the third Grinch movie.
It's a 53 on Metacritic. That's not good. Let's see. The Hollywood Reporter gave it an 80. That's not the Hollywood Reporter is such babies. Oh my god.
Such babies.
I hate them. David Ehrlich gave it like a 42. Yeah, okay. That's what I expected.
Yeah.
I never looked at it and was like, this is going to get awful reviews. I was like, this is just a dumb kids movie that's going to get, like, mid-40s, and, like, nobody's going to remember it in
I just keep hearing Christmas music and, like, you know, when it's August. Gosh,
it's November!
Yeah.
It's November. It's early November. It's November 7th.
Yes.
Do you remember when, like...
What is your point?
Like...
Here, what?
Why is there a Christmas movie coming out right now?
Oh, yeah. Dunno. I mean, there are people who start celebrating Christmas early. God knows, I love me some eggnog.
I won't call them out, up. But I'm doing Secret Santa with some friends. I will not call the person out. They, like, started it today.
Is it Eric?
It's not Eric.
Is it Lauren?
No comment.
Lauren!
I didn't want to call her out. But she started it today, and I'm like, It's November 7th. When did we go from Christmas starts the day after Thanksgiving?
She started the Secret Santa today, or started just celebrating overall?
The Secret Santa.
Huh. I mean, I guess it gives you time.
Lots of time. But, basically, when did, like, Christmas go from the day after Thanksgiving to the day after Halloween?
When everyone realized it was a far superior holiday.
It is?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But also...
Well, because it's more of a mood, and I think as we get older, we're more comfortable in that season, so we want
it to come
faster.
I feel like everybody was, like, so much more excited for, like, Halloween last year. Mm-hmm. And this year, everybody's just, like, nobody cares.
Halloween was glossed over this year.
I know.
Made me sad. Because everyone was so busy. So freaking busy.
I know!
Ugh.
It was on a Wednesday. Boy Erased. I want to see it. It looks good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw that trailer and was like, this is going to win every Oscar. And then it went premiered at that festival and it got like a 70 and it was like, oh, never mind.
On what, Metacritic?
Yeah, it's like a 75 right now.
Erased.
70.
70.
Yeah.
I saw 6.7 out of 10 on IMDb. I trust IMDb. That,
well, 6.7 out of 10 on IMDb means your movie's shit.
Well, does it?
Well, it means it's not good.
I don't ever trust IMDb for anything.
If you want to know the IMDb scale, okay? No, don't trust IMDb. But if you want to know the scale, a
7 is good.
7 is good.
6 and garbage. Below is bad.
Like, and no, literally anything that doesn't... Anything where the first number is below a 7 is bad.
Yeah. 9 is right? godly.
9 is godly. There are 4 movies that have 9s.
4?
4.
Really?
The Dark Knight, both Godfathers, and The Shawshank Redemption have above a 9.
There are more...
Look it up, friend.
Alright. IMDb
movies. 8s are your great movies. In general. 7s are your goods, 6s are your, like, okays, and then anything below that is your absolute, just bottom of the barrel, just utter shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but also...
That's not the right list.
Also, don't ever trust...
Yeah, don't ever trust IMDb.
What are you talking about? IMDb. If you trust IMDb, shut up.
Here, IMDb's top 250. Ready?
Top 2. Yeah, that's what I'm looking at, Brian.
It's The Shawshank Redemption. Oh, it went down.
What?
It used to be a 9.3.
It is.
The Godfather Part 2, and really, The Dark Knight.
That's a good movie, but there.
But number
Schindler's
4.
List is better than The Dark Knight.
Correct.
What the dang?
As is Return of the King.
You think that's better than The Dark Knight? I haven't seen it in a while. I haven't seen either of those movies in a while. But...
I need to rewatch Lord of the Rings movies.
Yeah, me too.
I really do. But the thing is, that takes a whole day.
Yeah, I just need to block out a month for that.
That takes so long. Pulp Fiction's better. I don't like this movie. I don't want to say it, but I don't like this
movie. What, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? God,
I didn't want to. I was trying to hide my terrible opinion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't like Westerns like that. I don't know. I'm not a Western person. Fight Club.
I probably would be, because I like Star Wars. Empire Strikes Back, boy! Number 13. Better than Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Don't you even, Brian. I know you're going to say no, but don't you even.
Wait, Empire better than Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah! Yeah!
Probably. Literally, The Dark Knight is just like, it's a good movie with one of the best performances of all time. It's insane how much Heath Ledger carries that movie.
Oh, for sure.
If Heath Ledger was any other actor... That movie would be okay.
Yeah, I guess so, huh? Yeah.
Think about like the.
Listen, I like Christopher Nolan. I don't think he's a lot of people say he's like the best director of our time. I blatantly think that's not true.
Of our time.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I like a lot of what he does.
He makes good stuff. He's really good
most
at suspense
of the time.
And stuff, but he's not. You know, he's not a modern-day Alfred Hitchcock.
Sure he is.
You think he's the modern-day Alfred Hitchcock?
Sure. But I think people overrate Alfred Hitchcock, so I mean, like...
That's fair. Okay. All right.
Alfred Hitchcock was like...
Well, okay.
The thing about Alfred Hitchcock is that he made, like, 60 movies and, like, 3 of them are good.
I don't know. I think at least 5.
No, but like the point is that he's like batting like 200, but like,
I guess
he makes so many movies that it's still like he goes down in history, you know.
I guess, yeah. He was also just kind of like the things that he did make that were
and they were going all like down right in history, a row, you know.
The things that he did make that were going down in history were also kind of revolutionary. Like,
oh, yeah.
Psycho changed the way that people viewed movies.
Yes, did Vertigo, North by Northwest, all that. Like those three were like right in a row, you know.
I think my least favorite thing about Alfred Hitchcock that also affects the way that I see his movies and the way that he was an asshole.
Yes.
Like, blatantly an asshole. And like, when I watch his movies, I can't help but think, oh, the guy who made this was an asshole.
It's
kind of the same with Stanley Kubrick. I love his movies, but every time I watch them...
I personally have absolutely no problem with that.
I don't know. I have a hard time with it.
I'm weird because I have never had a problem with watching a movie with terrible people in it. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, I could watch like a Kevin Spacey movie tomorrow and forget about it. Like, I wouldn't, or not
Fred
forget.
Claus.
Not forget about it. Not forget about it.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
Just not think about it while I'm watching it. Uh-huh. Right? I wouldn't be like, oh God, I can't watch this because it's Kevin Spacey. I'd never do that. And I can't, I definitely can't do it for directors. It goes away from my head while I'm watching the movie.
I just have a hard time. It stays right in the back of my mind while I'm watching a movie.
Yeah, I just don't have that problem.
All right.
Which is, I guess, great for me.
I think you're a dingus. So
fuck you.
Are you, Brian? Are you giving up on doing work right now?
A little bit. I finished my paragraph, and those paragraphs are hard to write. It's really only like 4 paragraphs, but those 4 paragraphs have to be like add up to like 1600 words. So
yeah, Overlord.
Oh, I'm excited for Overlord.
I haven't heard anything.
Really?
I've heard maybe really we good. Have. Maybe I have.
It's the movie that was supposed to be Cloverfield and then isn't Cloverfield anymore because Paradox was garbage.
Is it based off of a comic book?
It's just like Nazi zombies, and I'm excited for it.
Oh, that's cool.
Nazi zombies.
Love me some Nazi zombies. Overlord movie. It is based off of a comic book, isn't it?
It sounds like it is. Like, just the plot. Nazi zombies? That sounds like a comic book thing.
Yeah. Also, I mean, like, I've seen that one
Who's image. The guy in it?
I don't know. What's the guy's name? But he's the guy with, like, half a face.
No, what's the guy's name in it? The black guy.
Not, like, actually half a face, Brian.
No. What's the black guy's name in it?
Girl, I don't know.
Oh, God, you're using
it. I know, Brian. Jovan Apito. A depot.
Can you click on it? What have I seen him in?
Jack Ryan.
Fences. He's the son from Fences. That's
and Mother. And Sorry for Your Loss.
He is in Mother.
Yeah.
I remember that.
So you're excited for this bad boy?
Yes, I'm very excited for this bad boy.
All right, cool.
Yeah. J.J. Abrams endorsed. I'm down.
Really? Who's it directed by? You missed it. It was up there somewhere. Yeah.
Julius Avery. I've heard of him.
Oh, he's got a funky beard.
No, I haven't. I thought I had. That's unfortunate.
Little man.
No, I haven't heard of him.
Okay, well,
Who have I heard of that's named Julius? No one? Okay. Well, that's cool. I could have sworn. Okay, whatever. It's fine. Next movie. That's fine.
The Girl in the Spider's Web.
Oh, is it
getting blah reviews.
Is it?
Yeah. Which, I don't know.
It's going to hurt Claire Foy.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting much from it, really. I thought some of the action scenes that were in the trailer looked pretty well done.
I was expecting good things, literally just because Claire Foy's name was attached.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Because
I'm like, Claire Foy can do no wrong right now.
You know, it may be one of those movies that she's the highlight. 59% Rotten Tomatoes, 53% Metacritic.
59 is low for Rotten Tomatoes. That's very low.
I mean, not unusually low, but it's still decently low.
I think she's going to lose this year. I know we were predicting her early. I think she loses.
To whomst?
Regina King for... I've been hearing a lot about this performance for If Beale Street Could Talk.
Okay.
I've been hearing a lot about this performance, and they always love to play the race card. So.
Okay. Regina King was in People, Places, Things, which is one of my favorite movies.
I know it is.
I love that movie so much. It's so good. If you haven't... You know what? I'll make that my suggestion. We'll get there.
We'll get there at one point.
We'll get there. All right. Yeah, that's it for new releases. So then, do you want to move on to movie news?
I'd love to.
All right. Do you want to kiss in between the segment?
No, not particularly.
Brian, jingle.
Movie news now, yeah.
Did you kiss?
You admit it! You admit it, we kiss between jingles.
Please leave me alone.
All right. Rick Grimes. You know him? You heard of him? You a fan of him?
Is that the guy?
Ricky.
Rick Grimes.
Ricky, is that the guy from Ricky Bricky?
The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Cool.
They killed him off recently, I think.
Did they really?
Yeah. I don't think that's a spoiler because everyone knew. Except Brian. Yeah.
Well, I don't give a...
He was just leaving show, I think.
Good.
He's getting a...
That show's still going. That's... Oh, my God.
And guess what, Brian? Guess what? His character is getting a movie. And then 2 following movies. He's getting a movie trilogy.
I 100% promise you they don't all get made. I promise you right now they don't all get made.
There's too much Walking Dead. I don't even watch the show and there's too much.
Zombies haven't been a thing since 2010.
Yeah. I haven't heard... I mean, you know, I haven't heard many people that are like, oh, this show's great. This show's still great. Really good. You know?
Yeah. It's not good. Okay. It's not.
I haven't seen anything.
Season one's okay.
Yeah.
Because that was 2010, you know.
Was it really? Did that show start in 2010?
2010, I think.
The Walking Dead. First episode, October 31st, 2010.
Jeez, it premiered on Halloween. That's such a cliche, awful thing.
You know what else is a show that's still going?
Huh.
Supernatural.
Are you serious?
It's on its, like, 14th season now.
Jesus, that's just wrong.
Yeah, right?
You need to end shows.
The big Supernatural craze ended a good couple years ago.
I think that's, like, one of
Holy hell! This show started 2005! What happened to my voice?
One of the things that I don't like about TV...
Yeah.
It's why I don't watch it as much, is because I watch more miniseries than I do TV.
Okay.
Because miniseries are, like, designed to end at some point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I appreciate.
Uh-huh.
Much more than, like, the long grind of 14 seasons. Yeah. Like, that's just too much.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of TV shows get kind of trapped in the, that sort of hole of, it either goes on for way too long, or it stops too short of kind of what was needed. Like, too long is The Office should have ended when Michael Scott left, or correct. I don't know, like, have one episode after that, and then, you know, too short, Community.
Mm-hmm.
But it really should have gone on longer, but then it was Deadwood, a mess. Yeah,
the famous one.
Yeah,
I think, but they're making a Deadwood movie now.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So yeah. That's movie news.
Was that movie news?
It?
Is that in there?
Oh, it's not.
Oh, well, they're making a Deadwood movie. Yeah. I forgot that was this week. I saw that somewhere this week. They're making a Deadwood movie. That's good.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down.
Fun fact, I don't know anything about Deadwood.
I don't know a lot about Deadwood, but I just know that it's, like, the most famous show that got canceled for no reason.
Really?
Like,
what about Firefly?
The show's... okay, maybe not the most famous, but the best show.
Oh, okay.
That got canceled for no reason. Like, everybody loves that show.
Uh-huh.
And it just... got canceled,
which means,
and nobody understands why. So they're finally, HBO's finally putting in the effort and making a movie,
which means that the movie is gonna be god awful.
Likely,
yeah. Cause that's just how those things go when you scrounge and look for money. Not gonna be good, girl. Not gonna be good.
I agree.
Thanks, Shrek. Let's talk about
it. Oh, the reboot.
Yeah.
I forgot about the Shrek reboot.
Why?
Is it... Define reboot. Are they, like, changing the style? Like, the animation style?
Oh my god, can they make it an anime?
Because, like, when I was reading the articles, and I might just be dumb, but, like, the way I understood it is that they were just making sequels.
Again. I mean, I always thought that they were making sequels, but they may just be getting rebooted.
What? How
overall?
Many Shrek movies are there? There's four Shrek movies.
There's four Shrek movies.
I was watching them the other day, actually. Me and Carolyn watched, like, the first two.
Ugh, come on, Variety. Work
They're not bad.
Here.
The first two are really good.
The first one, I know, is okay.
The second one's really good, too, actually.
Yeah.
I don't love the Fairy Godmother. She's annoying. But other than that, I enjoy that movie.
The way in which I work with my team to make movies is very intensive and hands-on. And okay, so that doesn't pertain to anything that we're talking about.
Yes, correct.
Great.
Good.
Good. Popular on Variety, and my favorite five human beings, the Fabulous Five.
I love the Fab Five.
I love them so much. I wanted to go as one of them for Halloween, but it would make sense to be one of the Fab Five.
And you also need, like, four friends for that.
I could have been Anthony. Just get some charcoal and, like, rub it under my eyes or something. Bring in an avocado.
Wait, that would have been such a good costume. Wear, like, a black t-shirt tucked into khakis.
Yeah.
And then, like... just be walking around with, like, an avocado. I'm Anthony. You want to learn how to make guacamole? Dude, I'm going to teach you how to make the best hot dogs. that actually be really, really funny. I like that. Fun.
Maybe I'll do it next year. But I have to do my, what's it, who's it? Madankadank. Madingle Dangle. You know? Malcolm from Jurassic Park. I got that costume.
That could also double as an Anthony costume. There's that, he wears the leather jacket
that's
a lot.
True, that's
like
true.
Black shirt, black pants, leather jacket.
Yeah. Let's move on from Shrek. because
we stopped talking about Shrek already.
Yeah, we're good at that. We're good at talking about one thing and then immediately moving on to one thing that we didn't say anything about.
That has
about
nothing to do with place. Movies, even. It's a show.
Brian, Paddington 3. It's what? Happening. But it likely will happen without Paul King directing.
Then it shouldn't happen.
Well, I believe that.
All right. I still have to see the first two.
I think that you can skip the first one, if I'm being totally honest.
Yeah, it's not great. It only has a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I think the first one is a lot more childish, which is so weird to me, because I love the second one.
Yeah.
Like, I love the second one. What's it's still in my top 10.
88.
It's still... That's the same score that Black Panther has. It's still in my top 10 for this year.
Yeah.
It's number 6.
Number 6?
I don't even know if there are 6 more movies that, like, are... Like, will it be beaten out? I don't think so.
You think Paddington 2 will remain your favorite movie?
Remain in my top 10.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think it will.
Wow.
I can't... I feel bad. Like I'm seeing a lot of the Oscar stuff because of Middleburg.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm not too worried.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good movie. Hugh Grant should be nominated, but he's not going to be because that movie came out in January.
Movie. Yeah, and it's a kid's movie and they won't.
Shut your mouth.
I know the Oscars.
He was nominated at the BAFTAs.
For yeah.
Because it was released in the UK.
That's not the Oscars. That's not prestigious.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. This next little bitch. What? I don't. Okay.
Okay.
Don't know what that word was.
You said bitch it.
But I didn't mean to. And technically, I didn't say bitch because I said bitch it. And then I said bitch twice now.
Quite.
There's a rumor going around. Again, just a rumor. It may be completely wrong.
Is this about Star Wars?
Yeah.
God.
There's a
rumor.
Is
it about Boba Fett?
No.
Okay.
Which is out and makes me sad. Makes me a sad boy.
It was never confirmed. Never did anyone at Lucasfilm
say it
was
officially. It was officially unconfirmed. That's for shizzle. And that makes me a sad boy.
Like 4 times now. They keep having to be like, guys,
anyway,
it's not happening.
Anyway, there's a rumor that Matt Smith may be playing a young Palpatine in the next Star Wars movie, which would make me vomit. That I don't want. Are you on the miscongeniality?
I don't remember how I got here.
IMDb page?
Oh, Regina King. That's how. Okay, yeah. No, I looked at my laptop and it just had the miscongeniality 2, what's it called? Armed and Fabulous page up.
Yeah.
From IMDb, and I was like, how did I get there? And it's because Regina King's in it, and I was talking about Regina King.
Anyway, can we talk about Star Wars, please, for once? God,
fine. No, I'm going to go.
Wait, no, Regina King isn't in...
Is this
no, movie? She isn't in like People, Places, Things. That's Regina Hall? Hold on. Give me just a second.
Regina Hall.
Yeah, it is Regina Hall. Oh, man. Oh, now I feel bad. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, very different.
That was Regina Hall. Well, they both have the name Regina.
And they're both black, so
that's
you're racist.
That's not what... Brian, I could stab you. That's not what it is. They have the
racist.
Same name. They have the same name. I
garbage
also...
pile.
What?
Not a
garbage pile. I hate
just
you.
Just a pile of loose garbage.
I get confused as... Confuses. I get confused with the Chris's too.
Really?
Yeah.
Loser.
Is there a Chris Paul? That sounds like a name.
Chris Paul.
That's a thing, right? Chris Paul.
I'm sure it's a person.
He's a basketball player.
Basketball. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Sports.
Anyway, Star Wars. Matt Smith may be playing a young Palpatine, which disgusts me to the core. Not Matt Smith. I love that guy. He's a funky donkey doctor. Not my favorite doctor, but he was a good one.
Who's your favorite doctor?
David Tennant, for sure. All the way. Man turned me bisexual.
I actually watched some of that show.
Some of it?
Yeah.
I used to be obsessed with it.
Yeah, I watched all of The Ninth Doctor.
Oh, I liked The Ninth Doctor.
I really liked it. Yeah. And then, it's going to sound really weird. This was before I was into, like, film and TV as an art. I want to clarify. So I might, if I did go back and rewatch it, I might change opinion.
Yeah.
But I got really bored when it got to Tenet. I was like, I don't really care about this. And
okay.
I stopped before I got to Smith.
Anyway, young Palpatine. Gross. I mean, he's already he's already
why
cast
gross?
Or something. Because why? Yeah, I just
who cares?
I care. I don't like flashback scenes in movies. They're lazy and boring.
All flashback scenes lazy and boring. Jack yeah. Anton.
I mean, most God. Of them. What's like a really solid, like really memorable flashback scene?
Brian? Citizen Kane, all of it.
That doesn't count. That's still the like a story. That's still
all of Citizen Kane.
Yeah, but the flashback is the story. If the entire story is concealed within a flashback, sure, whatever, it's fine. But if it's a flashback to move the story forward, that's stupid and boring, and find a better way to tell stories.
That's a good flashback.
Narration, also bad.
Not all narration is bad.
Shawshank, whatever.
Not even Shawshank. Like think I'm was... thinking like Fight Club.
Oh my god, of course you are.
That's the narration that comes to my mind. When I think of great narration, I think of Fight Club. Shawshank's is good just because Morgan Freeman has a soothing voice, but yeah. like,
and also because it's well written. No, listen, I'm reading the script right now. It's very well written.
I mean, it is. Yeah. Like, it sounds nice, but it's still like, at least a little bit lazy.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Watch the movie again, you coward.
I don't like that movie.
Anyway, it. Okay.
I shouldn't say.
How would they be doing a young Palpatine? Maybe it would be like a forest ghost, but that doesn't make sense.
Is it not? What movie is it for?
The next one, you dingus.
Like episode 9?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah!
Oh, you're I thought it was like me. He'd be in like a side movie or
no.
something.
No, they've halted all production on side movies for now.
Oh, Solo.
Solo.
Yeah.
I liked Solo. And like even beyond just because it's Star Wars, I actually enjoy it as a movie.
Good.
Screw you, Aiden.
I think it's good.
If you're listening.
Brian's
yawning.
He's making noise. Oh, God.
Brian making noise, Johnson.
God.
Yeah,
what
whatever.
What was I talking about? Star I don't even Wars, remember. Young oh, Palpatine. Yeah, about how Matt Smith. I don't care. Okay. I just don't care.
I do. I like Star Wars.
Young Palpatine.
Hi. My name is Jack. I like Star Wars.
What's a cool... Now I'm just thinking about cool flashback sequences. What's a cool flashback?
Don't look...
I'm going to Google cool flashback sequences.
Okay. I mean, the only thing that's popping into my mind is the Tim Burton Willy Wonka.
Oh, no. 8 films that make fascinating use of flashbacks. Forrest Gump is all flashback.
Brian, I know. Flashback doesn't count if you see
it's the whole movie.
Dingus. Yeah, if it's the whole movie, it's not. If anything, it's a flash forward in the beginning.
No.
If it tells a full, complete story, if the flashback is the story. Could you say Memento is just a series of flashbacks? Over and over again?
No.
You don't think so? No.
No.
But it goes back in time.
No.
No? Alright. Alright.
I'm gonna find one.
Okay. In the meantime, let's talk about Taron Egerton. He's not gonna be in Kingsman 3. No.
That's weird.
Couldn't be.
Did you see what... Oh, wait, there's a trailer this week. Was that this week, or was that already out? That might have been already out. The Edgerton movie that he's playing Elton John.
There wasn't. I think maybe some pictures were released, but there wasn't a
trailer. There's a trailer out.
Was there really?
For Rocket Man?
Joel Edgerton.
Oh, wait, did you say... No, Taron Egerton.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Goddamn.
Jesus Christ.
Taron Egerton.
Rocket Man. It looks really cool.
Oh, there is a trailer!
Did it come out? No, it came out October 1st, though. We just missed it. Good work. Good work, Jack and Brian. We could talk about it today if you want, because we only have one trailer. It's a really good trailer. I really like it.
Whatever. I'm just scared to pause it again.
And after seeing Bohemian Rhapsody, it's like...
Rocket Man.
Oh, yeah. Pausing's a bad idea.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, huh?
Do you want to, like,
I'll turn it on, and then I'll pause it. Anyway, whatever. Who cares about Kingsman? Haven't seen the first one. Heard the second one was rough. Saw a scene from the second one where he was singing... the West Virginia song that makes no goddamn sense.
You know why people keep singing the West Virginia songs in movies? Have you noticed that that's happening a lot recently? Yeah. Have you noticed that's happening a lot?
Sure. Country road.
But, like, it's because, like, the people who own all the royalties, like, his family are, like, trying to push it really hard to get in movies. Like, they're actually, like, campaigning to get his songs in movies.
Now it's a meme.
Yeah, I know.
Good for them.
Good job, guys.
Is he dead?
Who?
Is he dead, Brian?
Who?
He.
The guy who... Yes. God. The guy who sings the song, yeah.
The good ones are always gay. What?
Okay.
Have you seen that scene in Kingsman 3, 2?
Were you saying that? No.
You gotta watch it. It makes no goddamn sense. Makes no goddamn sense. Let's move on. Let's move on to...
I actually never saw the second one. I love the first one, though.
Yeah?
The first one's brilliant.
I still have to see the first one, actually.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And it ends on a shot of an ass. So, like, any movie that doesn't end on a shot of an ass just needs to...
Let's go to new trailers, huh? God. Jingle.
Yeah, sure.
Trailers. Oh, it worked. All right.
Oh god.
We hit resume and we didn't know what would happen. So we watched a trailer. We watched that stupid Kingsman thing. admit it, Brian. It's stupid.
I would think it was better if he wasn't really British.
That's what you took away from that. Are you kidding me?
He's singing West Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's stupid.
But no, like, a guy singing to lure people over like that, like, if it's an American dude, I think that scene's fine. I'm not even joking.
Shut up, seriously?
Yeah, why the hell?
You at home, go home and...
Why the hell not?
Go onto YouTube, look up Kingsman Golden Circle.
Major spoilers, by the way, which I did not know.
Yeah, I forgot to tell Brian that. I didn't know he was a character in the first movie, too.
Yes, a major character.
Who went on a killing spree and murdered a whole ton of people. So I'm not actually spoiling it for the people at home.
God.
I just did, sorry. That's what I meant to say. Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
It looks really fun.
Yeah.
It looks really fun. And I like the Coen brothers, and I like it when they do fun.
Wait, you like the Coen brothers?
Is there a person that
exists? I didn't know that people liked the Coen brothers.
Name a person that doesn't like the Coen brothers.
Sarcasm. Everyone likes the Coen brothers.
Everyone.
They make good stuff. Just straight up.
They do.
Just straight up good stuffs.
You're right.
Yeah.
We agree.
Cool. Really interesting content, huh? Rocket Man, just about a month late. Well, more than a month late, actually.
Yes.
Good for us.
I didn't know the movie existed until, like, the other day when, like, the trailer just popped up on my YouTube feed.
I didn't know it existed. I think I knew that Taron Egerton was playing Sir Rocket.
Rocket.
It's
because I was watching a lot of Queen videos because I saw Bohemian Rhapsody and it came up. And
we'll
I was like,
about it. We'll get there, bro. Wait your turn.
Yeah, it looks good. I'll watch it. I think it has the potential to be another kind of Bohemian Rhapsody, where Taron Egerton is a really strong, Elton John. He's really strong Elton John, but the rest of the movie around him is pretty weak, you know?
It's definitely possible.
But only time will
Who's
tell,
directing
I guess.
It?
Martin Scorsese.
How cool would that be?
Cool, I guess? I don't know, I wouldn't Rocket think Martin Scorsese
what would
an has it.
Elton John movie be like if it was directed by.
Oh my god, I thought that said.
It's this guy. Fincher. That's interesting. The guy that directed Eddie the Eagle.
Is that the one with the people?
It's the one about, like, the guy from. Who wanted to be, like, an Olympic athlete, so nobody did ski jumping, so he decided to do ski jumping, and he was terrible at it, but he went to the Olympics anyway.
Yeah, I don't know that one at all.
Yeah.
Cool. So. I guess we'll see then. And actually, that does it for new trailers. There wasn't anything this
Not
week.
A whole lot.
Unless there was, and we missed it, like
Which is
we
likely.
Normally do. Yeah, like we did with Rocket Man. Actually, you know what? Let's see.
I'm gonna Google new
Let's
trailers.
Go up what we were doing that week. October 3rd. It was you and me, so it was partly your fault.
Wait, what the... This is real?
Huh.
there's Secret Life of Pets 2.
There's already a trailer for it?
Apparently.
Hold up.
I don't care. I'm not talking about the Secret Life of Pets.
But what about...
No.
Secret Life of Pets 2?
No.
Well, damn. Damn, Brian. Let's do this next thing. Let's go to movies watched. Jingle, jingle, that big boy. See how big the clap is on the audio capture?
Yeehaw.
Boy. Oh, boy, Bri.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
See any good movies?
Yeah.
Did you?
Did you?
I saw one. I won't have much to say about it.
What'd you see?
Okay, I'm not sure if you know about this. Some people listening at home may. But a couple years back, I was in a movie called Jeremy Sin. Where I played the main antagonist.
I know about it. Okay, I saw the trailer. Cool. I never saw the movie.
Oh, yeah, I made that.
You made the trailer, yeah. And I remember seeing that.
But you know, it was a college student film, but it was feature film. It was pretty good. I remember it being pretty good. And that's not just because I was in it, which I was, by the way. But anyway, I was good friends with the director, Ryan Cudahy.
Is it on YouTube?
I don't think so. I think it's on Vimeo, if anything.
I'd like to watch it. What's it called?
Jeremy's Sin. Go ahead, look up Jeremy's Sin. It's on IMDb too. I tried getting a page off of it, but couldn't glean anything.
Trailer.
Yeah, that's mine. That's the one I made. That right there. The first video. Oh no, that's the one he made. And then also the one he made. Never mind. Cool. It's on Film Freeway. That's pretty nifty.
I actually really want to watch this. It's long.
Yeah, 50 minutes.
Holy, I didn't know it was this long. Okay, yeah,
you can go ahead and check it out. Filmfreeway.com/Jeremy Sin, I would assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot, I didn't know this was on here. I want to watch it now.
Yeah, it's feature length.
Start playing it. It's not feature length. That's wrong.
It's 50 minutes.
What's the short Oscar?
I don't know. Let's check.
I think it's like 45 Oscar minutes, so it actually might be feature length.
Definition of a feature film. It
might be 50 minutes, actually.
I don't know. It really doesn't say. Just blatantly doesn't say. Hey, wait, you're in a scene that I'm in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, it's gone now. Wait for a bit. Wait, give it a second. That's me, baby!
Oh, my God, wait, I want to hear his voice. How young were you in this? Like, 8th grade?
Yeah, finishing up 8th grade, I think. To give you a lead role, just go with it. Holy hell. That was my voice. That was me, Bri. Don't question
me. Otherwise, I'll take
your role away.
Ooh.
I certainly wasn't the best part of that. Just screwing around and read your damn minds. Brian, you can stop this. You know, Brian.
I'm intrigued.
Brian, we got a podcast to do, guy. Brian, this is not good content. Don't shush me. Are you kidding me?
I'm trying to listen.
Watch it later. Goddamn. What was... Brian.
I feel like you're playing like a really, really good like drama bully.
Like, thanks.
I enjoy that.
I mean,
like, thanks. Somebody who's like smiling through it all and like is just really is being aggressive but only like not passively. Yeah. I like that. Good job.
Thanks, Bri.
I still think you're a really, really good actor.
Aw.
Like, no joke.
Aw.
Sucks that you want to write. You're just bad at
that. Yeah. but anyway, what I was going to say, Ryan, my friend from the movie who directed the movie.
I'll turn the sound off.
Yeah, sorry. Thanks. Oh, Michael Sigler. He's a cool dude. He recently directed a short film about 15 minutes called Mount Skylight. So I was invited to the premiere of that. And I went to watch it at the Bowtie Cinema in Reston. And it was very good. It was really, really good. It was a significant step up. Oh, wait, you missed my best part. Sorry, whatever. It was a significant step up in quality overall.
Is this where I think... No, it's not where I think it is. Never mind. Okay. I thought it was like those like telephone poles by Clifton. And everyone films that.
Okay. Anyway, so it was really good. Like really solid, really well made, lots of good jazz, looked great, sounded great, great actors, great direction, you know, whatever. Great job, Ryan, if you're listening. I haven't talked to him in a while. Brian, I would kill for you to pay attention.
I want to find Jack.
You did. Are you in already the scene? Did. No. I'm in like maybe three scenes.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw.
Oh, I'm in that scene.
Oh, no!
Look at the. There oh, I
he
am.
Is! Aw, yeah. He's so cute.
My dramatic look. Yeah, there you go.
Do you talk?
Nope, not in this scene. That's it. And then I'm gone.
Okay, well.
God, I gotta watch that movie.
Good luck.
Anyway, yeah, Mount Skylight. I'm not entirely sure where you can find it, but if you can find it, then watch it. It's very good. And my friend made it. Brian, you movie. Got a movie?
I saw two movies.
Yeah?
I saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Which was good.
Yeah.
I like Queen, so it was good. It's pretty much just a two-hour Queen, like, music video.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay, because I like Queen. That's not a problem. Yeah. I like Queen.
Yeah.
Rami Malek is amazing.
For sure, brilliant.
And he better get an Oscar nomination. Because if he doesn't, I'll burn something down. Yeah. I don't know what yet.
Nomination, I think, is kind of likely.
I think it's pretty likely, but I can see it not happening.
Yeah.
I think
a win is way impossible. Out there. Yeah, yeah.
But we'll see what happens.
All right.
And then I saw Beautiful Boy.
Oh, how was it?
Steve Carell and Timothy Chalamet.
Okay, first, yes. How was it as a movie?
Good.
Yeah,
really good.
Okay.
I think that the reviews are not appreciating this movie as much as they should be.
Okay.
Like a lot of I've read reviews where it's like this is a bad movie with good performances.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's like so unfair to that film. Like mm-hmm. It's definitely like 15 minutes too long.
Okay.
It's definitely has some weird pacing decisions, especially towards the first act.
Okay.
But aside from that, I think it's like really, really well crafted. The cinematography is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The writing is really good. Like all of the words that they're saying, it's not just how they're saying it, it's what they are saying
mm-hmm.
is really powerful. There were actually a lot of very little things that I noticed, and it's the reason that I want to see it again is because I feel like I would notice so many more, because there were very small details that I feel like there would be more of them if I watched again.
Mm-hmm.
That just enhanced the quality of it for me. Timothy Chalamet is brilliant.
It's Timothy Chalamet,
oh
yeah.
Oh, God. He's not going to win again, and it makes me sad again.
Yeah. I love that guy. He's got to win at some point.
Eventually. I mean, when you give, in my opinion,
uh-huh.
in my own personal opinion, the deserving performance 2 years in a row and don't win either time, you'll win eventually, right?
Right, yeah.
Right? Okay. Steve Carell is phenomenal as well. Holy hell. How that man ever was like Brick in Anchorman.
Oh yeah,
I don't understand. The range on this man. Oh my God,
his career went very comedic
to very dramatic very quickly.
Yeah. What was his first kind of dramatic role? Was it
Foxcatcher?
Yeah.
Foxtrot's an Israeli film, so not that, but Foxcatcher. Yes.
I'm gonna punch you.
And then he got an Oscar nomination for that.
Yeah.
That was basically the Academy being like, "Oh, good, make more of these." And then he did. And then they haven't nominated him since. But that's okay.
So, okay. But when's Anchorman 3?
So good. It's not happening.
Gah!
Ugh. However, Adam McKay is making Vice. So it's fine.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah, so like Steve Carell basically is like going from... He's basically this father in this movie. Like extremely like reserved, but has outbursts.
Mm-hmm.
Concerned parent to being Donald Rumsfeld in a comedy biopic of Dick Cheney in 2 months. Wow. So
what a man.
And there's that other Welcome to Marwin movie sprinkled in there.
When is that happening?
That's December. That's next month.
Welcome to Marwin. Oh my God, December is next month.
That's yeah, crazy. It we're in the heart of Oscar season right now, and it does not feel like it.
No.
Maybe it's because I've already seen a lot of the movies, like Green Book is coming out soon.
Isn't Oscar season more around...
It's November, December.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, it is November.
I mean, it
November.
It starts like mid early October, but then doesn't hit going till like November, and we're in November, and it's not happening. So
okay,
well, it's okay. I'm sure it'll happen. There.
All right, let's move on. Let's wrap this bad boy up with some M3 suggestions. Go jingle.
Jingle.
We're gonna make a suggestion for you today, and you better watch it or else.
The laptop lid is going down, my friend. And that's it. That's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
Brian, my sweet baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
You big turd nugget. Do you have do you have a suggestion for us this week?
I have a suggestion. It's very weird.
You're?
But I hope that you take it to heart. So I am in a class called World Religions.
Mm-hmm.
I do World Religions. And... I, as you know from what I was saying earlier, I am currently writing a paper,
mm-hmm.
Both in World Religions and in Theory of Knowledge, about Hinduism.
Mm-hmm.
And my suggestion is go on Wikipedia, just look up Hindu deities and read the stories.
Oh.
They are so fascinating. They're so just strange. Like, they have this crazy imagery, but, like, weird... I don't know how to describe... There's really just nothing like them in terms of stories that I've seen or read.
Hmm.
And it's, like, kind of inspiring, which is weird, but, like, it's helpful.
Yeah.
And it's just such something that's really just fascinating to me. Like,
yeah.
The whole religion and the whole concept of Hinduism is something that I really enjoy. So, yeah, read some stories.
All right. I may actually...
They're check really fun.
Yeah.
I can send you some good ones.
Yeah, do that.
I've
always been interested in...
The story of Ganesh
mythology. Yeah,
is one in particular that I very much enjoy. Yeah.
Cool. I'll check that out. I'll give that a look-see.
And Wikipedia is actually like a really reliable source for Hinduism for some reason.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They get Hinduism like right on the money. Good for them.
Okay. Go you, Wiki.
It's from Dr. Osgood herself.
Can I go, Brian? Finally? Goddamn.
I know, it took so long. All 60 seconds.
I said it earlier, I'm going to suggest People, Places, Things. It was in an essay that I did a while ago, too.
The 5 underrated movies?
Yeah.
I should do something like that. That'd be fun. 5 underrated movies.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take your segment out and start talking about underrated movies. What are underrated movies that exist?
I hate it when you do stuff like this. Yeah,
you keep going. I can't.
I mean, it's not a guaranteed enjoy trip, but it was the first movie that I saw that made me think, "Oh, hey, maybe I can do something with this medium." So it means something to me, and it's just kind of like it's a feel good movie for me. The score is really solid and really pretty. Jemaine Clement is just blatantly entertaining to watch always. It's the accent. The accent always... What a man.
You have my least favorite part of Moana.
It's my favorite part of Moana.
Really?
Utamotoa hasn't always been this glam.
Wait, look at me.
It was a drab little crab once.
Are you serious? That's your favorite part of Moana? No, look at me. You are looking at me, but like I need you to look at my soul and see how hateful I am of that.
And now I know I can be happy as a clam because I'm beautiful,
it's so
baby.
Bad.
I love it.
So bad.
I love it. It's not my favorite part, but I love it.
Oh, it's so bad.
Listen, I just
it's just by, like, oh, this is such a cool movie. Let's like turn it into a something for toddlers by
just,
this friend.
Just by default, I have to love what Jemaine Clement does. Just by default.
But it's bad.
But I love it. So
it's bad.
So there's that. Jemaine Clement, if you're listening, I love you. Come on to the podcast.
I love you too. But
we
like,
would love to have you on the podcast. You and your you and your funky little accent. God, what a man.
God, you should just tweet it at him.
I will. He will.
he has nothing better to do, right?
Has he liked one of my tweets? He has, I think. I don't know. Cool. Let's wrap this bad boy up. M3 Movies on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us both there at M3 Movies for both at M3 Movies.
Also, for those of you who have already gotten that down, M3 Movies on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
You can find us.
You can also...
and, you know, press the subscribe button.
You can also find us, if you're scared of YouTube, use bit.ly/M3Movies. That'll take you to YouTube, but you don't have to deal with it as much. Also, check out our website, whatever, bit.ly/M3site, S-I-T-E, M3, S-I-T-E.
I forgot we had a website. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, me too. But you can find out what we're all about there, one of which you'll find out is our Patreon, which is, we need it right now.
What's the website one again? Sorry.
bit.ly/M3site, S-I-T-E. Look at how gorgeous it is. It was made using Wix, who we would love to be sponsored by, if you're listening, Sir Wixington.
You want the only podcast ever. Agreed.
Anyway, Patreon. Patreon.com/M3Movies. We need support so that we can actually grow and sort of become easier for those who are listening.
My video is the first one on the site.
Oh, I can change that, actually. It's because it was the most recent.
At the time.
Yeah.
There's a picture of us on here. Guys, if you go to the website.
We're so cute.
There's a picture
of us. We're so cute.
See if you can figure out which one's which.
Brian's the ugly one with the bowl cut. also, I was in the end of one of the podcasts. So they've seen me. Introducing the Patreon, actually. Yeah, our first tier is really exciting. We have stickers of the M3 slug that you're looking at right now. Brian just got his.
I got my sticker today. I put it on the Apple logo of my laptop because I didn't have any more space.
And it's the cutest goddamn thing.
It's adorable. And I like opened it up and the Apple logo lights up and it's like lighting up the little slug. And you could do that too.
Yeah, listen,
if you just bought a sticker.
Brian, or a few. I'm not the kind of person to, you know, brag about myself, but holy goddamn, these stickers are the cutest things ever.
Oh, they are just great. I love them.
The credit goes to Jenny, who
designed
drew
the slug.
It, yeah, on it for our first episode.
God bless you, Jenny.
Credit goes to me for the color scheme, though, so whatever.
Credit goes to me for absolutely nothing. That has to do
with
this
really,
channel.
Yeah, you speak sometimes.
Yeah, I talk a lot.
But then also you make noises.
I make lots of noises.
Lots of noises. Patreon.com/M3Movies. You can go ahead and support us, and that would be really helpful to us and our cause, which I say cause as if we're helping people. We are not. What else?
As if we're helping people. God. You're helping us.
Yeah.
Feel
better about ourselves. Yeah. And also, like, go forward as a channel.
Yeah,
and
Josh.
Mayhaps a company? No, I don't know.
That'd be fun.
But this is, you know, I'm not going to college, so this is what I want to do with my life.
So, you know, if you guys weren't
any
assholes,
support,
it would be a lot easier.
Jesus Christ, Brian. No, any amount of support means the world to us. I do want to thank our patrons, who consist of my mom and dad, my sister, and my friend from elementary school, Alyssa. Hey, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Your support
means
a lot to us.
You're my heroes.
And that's it for this episode. For this shwiffy, big, bad episode. I'm so tired. Let's end it.
Look, it's an hour and 7 minutes. It's about as long as the other one was before
oh,
we lost
God.
It.
Thanks for listening to M3 Movies. I'm Jack.
I'm Brian. Yeehaw.
Yeah, we
don't
love you.
Don't forget to yeehaw today.
Don't forget to yeehaw.
That's going to be my outro.
Can we make it not, please?
No, you're going to say, like, I love your,
we love your stupid faces.
We love your stupid faces, and I'm going to say, don't forget to yeehaw
today.
Can
you say, don't forget to yeehaw today, and then I say, because
yes.
I say bye-bye at the end.
Yes.
Okay, so go for it?
Yeah.
Wait, let's just run through the whole, I'm Jack.
I'm Brian.
This has been M3 Movies.
Don't forget to yeehaw today.
We love your stupid faces. Bye-bye. That went pretty well.